This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here as we launch into the second hour of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we get a chance. I know, Mark, you've had a story about this David Hogg character who has, made it into the news yet again. This is the young man who was making headlines all over the place after the Parkland school shooting earlier this year, I believe it was. So there's some news regarding him and some hypocrisy, let's just say. We can get into that. Joining you, by the way, in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Riley.
And Mark.
For those of you just tuning in, we started the show with the news about the Satanic Temple. They are back making headlines out of Arkansas, where they trucked down, I presume, from... maybe from the Boston area, because I know the Satanic's head offices is actually in Salem, Massachusetts, which was an interesting choice
for sure,
for a location. And they trucked down the 7 or 8 foot tall statue of Baphomet down into the Arkansas state capitol because, well, apparently the state government passed a law in 2015 that approved the Ten Commandments being placed on the Capitol grounds. And once they did place the Ten Commandments statue on the Capitol grounds, the Satanists began their plans to bring their apparently 7.5 foot figure down there as well. They unveiled it publicly this week, and apparently the crowd there was mixed. They had a group of Satanists and even some Christians, and apparently the KKK came out as well. So strange mixing. Politics makes for strange bedfellows.
Oh, it does.
Some some of them were probably they're protesting the event as well. So I guess I wanted to just share this because I don't expect anybody to actually – nobody has yet called in to say that, no, we only need to have the Ten Commandments statue and that's it, although that's certainly what the senator who sponsored the bill in this case believes, Republican State Senator Jason Rapert, who sponsored the bill, again, that put the Ten Commandments on the Capitol grounds, who said that it will be a cold day in hell before an offensive statue will be forced upon us. So he means offensive to him.
So I do want to say one thing real quick.
Sure.
I know a lot of Christians out there listening will find the Church of Satan offensive.
This is the Satanic Temple, not the same thing as the Church of Satan.
Okay, so yeah, the Satanic Temple.
To somebody, but I don't really care the difference.
Right.
It's all the same to me.
But I want to ask them...
Well, that would be like saying the Mormons are the same thing as the Presbyterians, and they're not the same.
Yeah, good point.
They may both be Christians,
sure,
but they're not the same. And the, I don't know, the Church of Satan doesn't make any headlines these days. I don't even know if they have any kind of presence. But the Satanic Temple, as you pointed out, Mark, does appear to be kind of a group of atheist trolls. But I'm sorry, Riley, you were making a point.
But I was going to ask the Christians out there, you know, you find the Satanic Temple offensive. What about Islam? What about... Islam, and what if they decide to put a monument next to your Ten Commandments? Would you find that offensive as well?
Oh, I would imagine they would. I mean, these people seem to be offended by just about everything. They believe, and I'm not speaking of all Christians, obviously, but the ones that make a bunch of noise. The ones that make a bunch of noise. They seem to believe there's some kind of a war against Christianity going on in the United States, even though, as Lucian Greaves from the Satanic Temple has pointed out here, this isn't an attack against Christianity. This is just simply them saying, hey, look, if you get to have your little statue, we get to have our statue as well.
One thing's for certain is that the United States is changing. And as it changes, the governments, the state governments, the federal government, it's becoming less and less Christian over time, right?
The government, I would say, should not be Christian at all. But yeah, I would say over time it should be going less and less Christian if it was
ever. That's what's happening
at all.
So I can see why somebody thinks that things are changing and they're changing in a way that I find undesirable. That's an attack on me. They're wrong. You know, that's not philosophically. It doesn't make much sense. But Yeah, this is ultimately, if you want freedom of, for your religion, you're going to have freedom from other people, freedom for other people's
religion. That's how it works. That's how freedom works.
And some religions may be very distasteful to your theological mind. So yeah,
many of them are.
Yeah.
Well, of course, because most people who have religion believe that their religion is the one true way. And so they find the other ones to be offensive. Because they believe that the other ones are going to lead. It's certainly that, and again, I'm not speaking of absolutely everybody. Obviously, some people are pretty open-minded with their religions. But a lot of these religious folks, they believe theirs is the one true way. And any other way is going to lead you to some sort of evil, fiery place. And so, therefore, every other religion's a threat to all of their neighbors. And they need to save their neighbors from that looming threat of eternal damnation.
Right. I don't find statues that other people paid for to be particularly upsetting. Right? Like, so, you're telling me that there's 6 square feet of courthouse lawn that's going to be given to this Ten Commandments statue? Okay, well, I've got bigger fish to fry.
What if the statue was profane, though? Would that be upsetting? Like, if it was, you know...
Is it in Arkansas?
Sure, we're talking about Arkansas.
Okay,
sure,
fine. Yeah. I don't care.
What if it was, down the street from your house?
Well, they put all kinds of statues I don't like, near my house.
I wouldn't notice the statues, I'm sure.
Sure. Well, you're blind for listeners that didn't know that. You could touch the statues, but yeah, you wouldn't notice. You certainly wouldn't notice them.
Right.
What if it were, like a statue to human sexuality and it was like, two people having sex, like something that would be very offensive to
That's not religion,
many people.
But... why would you put that on the courthouse lawn?
No, I'm not saying on the courthouse lawn. I thought we were just now just talking about statues being
statues
offensive.
Statues existing?
Like on private property, but where people could see it.
You can do whatever you want on your private property as far as I'm concerned.
Really? You didn't used to think that.
Well, I think it's offensive if somebody puts big, giant phalluses or
Weren't
something.
Weren't you offended by, like, a snow phallus in the past?
Yes, I think that you could expect people to come along and kick over your snow phallus if you make a snow
phallus.
What
if it's a bronze snow phallus?
You're going to have a harder time.
Might hurt your foot.
Indeed. The Satanic Temple, by the way, isn't the only group opposing Senator Raythwaite's monument.
Say to my son, look, Jack, idiots live at that house.
The group is trying to join a lawsuit filed by the state chapter of the ACLU, which argues that the display is discriminatory and unconstitutional. A judge will determine whether the group can join the case. The half-goat, half-man statue of Baphomet was originally commissioned to protest the Ten Commandments statue in Oklahoma, but in 2015, the state Supreme Court decision ruled that that statue, the Ten Commandments, was unconstitutional. At least I presume that's the way they're writing this paragraph. And so Graves withdrew it's really not clear whether the Supreme Court ruled the Ten Commandments statue unconstitutional or the Baphomet statue. But I'm going to presume they ruled the Ten Commandments statue unconstitutional without having actually checked that particular fact. And so now they're moving it to Arkansas, and they are hoping to get a court order to have it permanently installed. If you want to share your thoughts, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's change gears and get to David Hogg. This is the teenager who made headlines and was basically the media darling after the Parkland school shooting down in Florida earlier this year. He's still making headlines. I remember seeing some really annoying photo of him and another group, group of young people lying in the aisles at what I believe was a public supermarket down somewhere in Florida. They had something that they called a die-in, where the people participating in the protest were pretending as though they were dead or dying and then dead in the store's aisles. And I'm not sure for what reason they were protesting inside of Publix. I did not actually look at the
story. That's where the people are.
They got to find the people so they can make a huge, huge statement.
I don't know how many people are going to be in the milk section of the Publix. I mean, there's going to be people, because Publix is a pretty popular grocery store. But yeah, you're not really going to be seen by a whole lot of folks if you're just over in the milk aisle or whatever it was.
Well, you're going to get people's attention, and then maybe the press will come.
It definitely got attention. I mean, it definitely did make headlines, and it's a stupid, annoying form of protest to stand in the way of people trying to go about their business. I've always been frustrated by protesters who block traffic, and ultimately that's what these folks were doing, except they did it on private property rather than going and standing in the streets. So what's the latest on this guy?
Yeah, this comes from theamericanmirror.com. So it's a blog post, basically. But it's hard to these days, it's hard to tell the difference between a blog post and an article. And bloggers basically report the news more than journalists do these days. David Hogg protests outside the NRA HQ, protected by armed guards.
Sounds like some hypocrisy. Oh, we'll tell you more about it coming up here in moments. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about Baphomet, the Satanic Temple, or annoying protests, it's Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord on air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can jump into any one of those rooms, and we will join you, and you'll be on the air with us. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian
Riley
and Mark.
Also, don't forget about Zencash. It is a cryptocurrency, and I understand there are a lot of cryptocurrencies out there in the world. There are thousands of them, as a matter of fact. I think there are around 1,800 of them that are cataloged over at coinmarketcap.com. And Zencash is, I believe, currently in the top 100. I'm not sure exactly which position it is ranked by market cap at the moment. But it's worth talking about because it was founded by voluntarists, by people who believe in liberty, people who understand good economics, and people who understand money. They created Zencash in order to give you a choice and actually give you a private option as well in the world of cryptocurrency because they've got zero knowledge anonymity. So because they started in 2017, they're relatively new on the scene. They were able to use some of the best technology out there to create Zencash. Mark, you...
Zencash is number 76 at coincap.io.
What's the current price right now? Do you have that in front of you?
Yeah, it says $25.
Oh, it's up a bit over the last few days.
Oh, prices. I'm sorry. That's the 24-hour VWAP or whatever the heck that is.
I don't know what that is.
Me either. It looks like it might be $19. $19.4.
Okay. So you want to go learn more about Zencash, head over to zencash.com, and you can read their white paper or just look over the website. You'll learn about their secure nodes and the brand-new super nodes, which will be advancing the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. You can go and learn more. Once again, Zencash.com. Grab the official Zencash wallet for Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Once again, Zencash.com. So, Mark, you're sharing with us about David Hogg, the protester, the angry teenager after the shootings in Parkland School in Florida.
I thought you could only be an angry protester if you're a Republican.
Why would that be?
That's just the seems to be the zeitgeist, the narrative. Ongoing narrative.
Oh, I hadn't heard that. I've
angry
seen
white
angry
men,
protesters
you know.
Everywhere. I mean, did you see the people after Trump's election? Those were definitely not Republicans that were protesting
Hogg
there.
And his ilk are just poor children who have been thrown into a situation.
They've got to have that narrative to bring on the sympathies of people.
So I was informed of what the Publix protest was. Publix, for those that don't know, is a very popular supermarket chain in the Southeast. And apparently Hogg and some of his cohorts laid down in the aisles of the of a local Publix, presumably somewhere in Florida. And according to Big Ben from Canada in our Discord chat, he says the Publix protest was because they donated, presumably Publix, to a House candidate that was endorsed by the NRA. And so that's why they went and laid down in the aisles. In fact, Big Ben from Canada is actually on one of our call-in lines on Discord. I just noticed that. Are you there with us, Big Ben?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, you're
I was going to talk about something besides the David Hogg issue,
sure.
But if you want to.
No. I was just bringing you in. You were there, and you just happened to be the person who gave us the information about what that protest was.
Yeah. Anyways, what I wanted to do is I wanted to play a devil's advocate on behalf of religion.
Sure.
Okay. So it's more in a morally relativistic question, but can you, without getting into kind of religious values, justify the existence of charity, which religion played a big role in establishing in society?
Can you ask the question one more time?
Okay. Without getting into kind of religious dogma, can you justify the existence of charity?
Oh, of course.
Absolutely. That would be easy to do.
Helping others.
Yeah, it's humans helping others without some force or some entity saying you have to help this person.
It's voluntary action to assist people, which generally is, I think, driven by empathy, the ability to empathize with another human being, to put yourself in their shoes, to feel as though you would not want to be in their position. You want to help that person get out of that position because you yourself would not want to experience that. That could be some people's motivation for it.
Yeah, I think that Big Ben's right, though, that religion has played a large role in charity, at least in this nation and probably around the world.
He took a position. He asked asked a question.
He's asking. He said he'd play devil's advocate for religion, and I think that that's fair to note. However, what I would say, Big Ben, is that I support all kinds of charitable causes, and I don't do it because I think that God wants me to. You know, like, that's not the particular reason that I do it. My understanding of God wouldn't particularly matter. That's not the reasons that we do it. And I can tell you, my wife is basically an atheist, and she's all for it. So, that's just one small sample. But it's true for my life.
There is, I don't believe that there is as strong of an economic argument for charity as there is a moral argument for it. And therefore, kind of, I was seeking justification from an agnostic or atheist point of view.
The morality is the ability to help others and how important it is for humans to help others. I mean, we ultimately, no man is an island. We all do need to have
a communal
people.
Beast.
Yeah, we need to have people in our lives.
We have to have social networks in order to survive. That's just how correct. We are.
I'm sure the Ayn Randians, objectivists, might criticize such a notion, but...
I am actually a huge fan of Ayn Rand, and I would probably tend to agree to some extent, but...
That they would object to charity, or what? What is... I don't know enough about Ayn Rand.
I can't really answer this question too well, because I don't know enough about Ayn Rand's philosophy to answer the question.
I thought you were a huge fan of her.
I am, but I don't know enough about her philosophy.
So, what I would say regarding that is that the Randians would likely say something to the effect of, you should spend your time doing the things that you're good at,
mm-hmm.
and
sure.
the things that you want to pursue.
Some people are good at helping others.
Yeah. So, yeah. There's a problem with altruism, and it seems to get very murky around the topic of charity. Certainly... charity, in some cases, enables people who make bad decisions to continue to make bad decisions. In other cases, charity enables people who would otherwise make good decisions to make better decisions. So, for me, I'm generally for charities that try to check on people and make sure
to try to give people a hand up rather than a handout.
Absolutely.
To make sure that they're actually using the money that they're getting, if they're getting money, in an appropriate and responsible manner. And these are all things that charities are more likely to do than, say, government wealth redistribution, where as long as you fill out the right forms, you get the check. You know, it's not really a concerned individual who's administrating that check to you in a lot of cases. They're just functionary bureaucrats who sit and process paperwork all day, whereas a charity has a much greater moral interest in making sure that their money is being spent wisely. Big Ben, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the question. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, whether you want to talk about charity, this David Hogg character, which you're saying he's a total hypocrite. He had armed guards, apparently, at a recent protest. If there's more to that, you can share
that. I'm not calling
story.
Him a hypocrite. I think that personalities need armed guards.
But he advocates against guns, so that makes him a hypocrite. It's Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Deliberations resume Monday in the bank and tax fraud trial of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. Most of the activity was outside of the courtroom on Friday when President Trump was asked if he would pardon Paul Manafort. he offered words of support for his former campaign manager.
I think the whole Manafort trial is very sad. When you look at what's going on there, I think it's a very sad day for our country. He worked for me for a very short period of time. But you know what? He happens to be a very good person. And I think it's very sad what they've done to Paul Manafort.
Manafort is charged with 18 felony counts here at this trial and tax evasion in a separate case next month in Washington, D.C. He has steadfastly refused to cooperate with a Robert Mueller probe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We're doing the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. David Hogg, the teenager, protester, anti-gunner from Florida, apparently spotted at a protest recently.
I like my guns.
With armed guards. It's Ian Riley and Mark in the studio here. In fact, Riley is with us, Riley Blake from Anarcho Agenda, which is a podcast at anarchoagenda.libsyn.com. Am I right with that?
Yep, that's okay. Correct.
You're blind, and you went shooting this week, although it wasn't for the first time.
Oh, no. I've been shooting quite a few times with my family members, friends, and Chris Reedman, the Thursday night host, took me shooting on Thursday. And I actually shot a .22 rifle. I've shot .22 rifles before, so that's nothing new to me. And I enjoyed shooting a .22 rifle. I think it's a fun gun to shoot. It's definitely more friendly than, let's say, a shotgun. I have never shot a shotgun. I would not want to shoot one.
I've never shot one either.
It's rather abrupt.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Kick gun your butt. But I've also, for the first time, shot a .22 pistol, and that was a fun gun to shoot, and the AR-15. So,
oh, good.
I've actually got a chance to shoot one of the guns that is so terrible that these gun-grabbing people want to grab, and it was a fun gun to shoot.
The funny part about that is that they want to grab the AR-15, but the .22 long round is the most used round in killings in the United States.
Is that right?
It's the deadliest round. The 22 that, you know, this silly little thing, Riley, right? Like, it's compared to firing
The 22 is a toy compared to every other gun.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it feels. They call it a plinker, for instance. Yeah.
I've heard of people getting shot in the head with a 22 and surviving it.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that.
No, I wouldn't either, but I've heard of it. I don't know how often that happens, but anyway, going on here, we can talk more about Hog in a moment. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything that you want. Let's talk to Dan in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Dan.
Hey, you guys. Hey. Good listening to your show. Sometimes listening to you guys talk is better than the show itself.
I
would not recommend getting shot in the head with a 22. I would definitely agree with you.
Really bad.
Definitely really bad.
It's probably quite uncomfortable, yes.
It's deadly.
I'm sorry, I wanted to call in when the debate was a little more heated on the statue crap, but I just, you know, this is my opinion on this whole statue thing.
Yeah, you're talking about especially the Satanic Temple. Just for listeners just tuning in.
You know, it doesn't matter whether it's the Ten Commandments, the Muslim mosque, whatever it is. You know, I hear these debates, and especially on the Christian side, you just have to forgive me. I'm not trying to offend any Christian in any way, but if you've got a God that, like, made the earth and split the Red Sea, and then he sent his son, and he actually raised him from the dead, do you really think he's got a problem with a statue? And if he did, I mean, he could do the earthquake thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like they just make their God so much smaller when they get into these petty debates about statues and symbolism, you know? True religion transforms an individual. No matter what kind of religion it is, it transforms that individual into a better person. And they don't need statues. Yeah, well, at least it should. But, you know, you don't need statues. And to me, fundamentalist religion is the lowest form of religion on the earth.
Mm. You know, to some extent, if you follow all the rules, it shows that you don't have that much of a relationship. You're busy looking for the rules.
Exactly.
You're looking for reading the books and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's not about this juridical system of do good and don't do good. Whatever your God is, I hope you're having a personal relationship with him to where your life is being enlightened and you don't have to waste time figuring out whether a statue you put up or somebody else put up is really going to, I mean, if that's all you've got, maybe you should look for a different religion.
That's a great point. Dan, thanks for calling to share that tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's talk to Denise. She's on the line listening in Indianapolis to WIBC-FM. Hello, Denise.
Yeah. When they talk about charity in the Old Testament or in the New Testament, the greatest of these is charity, and it's from the King James Version, and charity actually means love. It doesn't have anything to do with giving to charity.
I think they have different words. So in the King James Version, you're correct. Charity is a form of love, and they're specific on that. So that 2 Corinthians 1 is what you just quoted there, which is a great verse. But I think it's more powerful personally. I prefer it in the New International Version, where they use the term love as opposed to charity.
Right.
But the giving of alms existed prior to Christ. This was a relatively common practice.
Oh, yeah. I know about that. But that was Moses with Melchizedek in the beginning. So, I mean, he tithed to Melchizedek. Who was?
I don't know who that is.
Melchizedek is...
It's the Old Testament, huh?
Religious.
Okay, that doesn't answer anything for me. What's that, Riley?
Melchizedek is a great religious person from the Old Testament era. I believe Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek.
Was he respected as a god? Is that why he was receiving tithes?
No, he was
tithes?
Not respected as a god. He was just respected as a great religious
Melchizedek
person.
Melchizedek was actually a theophany. It was Christ.
Okay, I still am completely lost. You're saying this guy Melchizedek was Christ?
Yes. Yes.
Mark, you've read the Bible multiple times. What do you have to say about this? You don't remember that part?
I know the name, but I couldn't tell you, you know, that much about it. People pick out different parts of this 1,400-page book,
book
and say, you know, this is important or that is important. I mean, you know, Wikipedia has a little bit here on Melchizedek that I'm looking, and I didn't pronounce it the same way that she does. You know, not to say she's right or wrong, just it's not the way it was pronounced in my Christian school.
Denise, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. And you did go to an actual religious, what, high school? What was it, middle school? Where
was it? It was just a school. It went from kindergarten through 12th grade. I went to the public school at ninth grade. So I've gone to both private and public.
I see. All right. So any other comments on Melchizedek or whatever? Okay. Yeah, I never heard of that person before. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, whether you want to comment on the Satanic Temple statue being unveiled down in Arkansas or the David Hogg protest, which apparently it was an anti-gun protest, but he was backed up by armed men.
That's correct. You know, and that makes a lot of sense for a personality. You probably should be. Here, this is from theamericanmirror.com. Anti-gun protester David Hogg hates guns, but apparently not enough to be protected by them. Hogg and a collective of anti-Second Amendment agitators protested outside the NRA headquarters on Saturday. And as the group points out, he was protected by armed guards. This is a tweet from the NRA today. David Hogg with armed security and a bunch of gun-grabbing activists protested our empty HQ. There were some interesting people there. Our social team chatted up the crowd and ended the day with ice cream paid for by Everytown. Stay tuned for our video interviews. And it says the NRA's photos show, among other things, Hogg with several security agents. For his part, Hogg unwittingly tweeted a photo showing additional armed security protecting him. In an attempt to ridicule the pro-NRA, pro-Second Amendment counter-protesters, the student undermined his own message. Says here, NRA's tweet says that everything that I said there. And then Hogg says, LOL, y'all literally had 25 people in front of your headquarters. We had 1,500, not to mention several of yours were in Confederate shirts. We all know how that war went. So there, Hogg's photo shows at least three.
So he was trying to suggest they were racist?
Probably
could be the suggestion, or just crazy.
Yeah. Hogg's photo shows at least three men who appear to be security agents. Armed police officers stand out the parking lot ready to protect the teen with big, bad guns. Additional security seems to be here, so he posts, and there are people in sunglasses, who knows. Nothing like calling BS on the NRA and registered voters at their doorstep. So he's saying, I don't know, the NRA is bad and stuff.
Okay, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I don't really know if there's much else to that story. Just he's a hypocrite,
well,
right?
People who want to take your guns always want to be protected by people with guns.
We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. Live Saturday edition continuing. Our number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight is Ian,
Riley,
and Mark.
We've also got our website over at freetalklive.com where you can enjoy archives and so much more, all completely free. Many talk radio hosts want to charge you for accessing their websites. We give it all away over at freetalklive.com.
They put it behind a paywall, obviously, and they want you to sign up for their program so you can be a member of their club.
Yep, they definitely do that. We do have a club, but you don't have to join it to get all the stuff. So you can just go to freetalklive.com and grab archives and much more. In fact, we got live streaming video through our Twitch channel. We're also available on YouTube in a lower resolution, but if you want HD quality, you can watch us on Twitch, and that's all free to anybody that wants to watch and anybody that wants to listen over at freetalklive.com. We got our Discord chat rooms, which are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts. I don't know if you're in there tonight, Mark, but you've been known to make an appearance in Discord from time to time. I'm in there
not right
much
now, but I can go pop in.
I'm in there pretty much every single day, all the time. We go to your calls, your thoughts. And by the way, if you want to get on our Discord server, go to discord.lrn.fm. Let's talk to Lewis. He is calling, I believe, in Kansas, listening to KINA. Hey, Lewis.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, great. You're on the air.
I don't get a chance to listen to you guys much, I guess. I'm usually not at work. I happen to be at work and have the radio on and was listening in. And, it sounds like we got a smattering of all types of religiosity and or the lack thereof.
Yeah, I would say at least on this show, behind the microphones, I'm a panentheist. Riley, I don't know how you describe it. I know you were raised Mormon.
Yeah, I would describe myself as a Mormon.
Maybe a questioning Mormon or
something like that.
A Mormon exploring the rest of the
exactly.
options in the world.
I want to keep my options open, but I do tend to stay pretty well within the mainstream Mormonism for a while.
And Mark, you are a Quaker.
Yes.
Okay, so Lewis, go ahead with your comments.
Well, we were founded as a Christian nation. I know there's always, in the name of religion, there's always been all sorts of, infighting and you made the point.
Now, do you consider deists to be Christians?
No.
Weren't a bunch of the founding fathers deists?
Yeah, but the predominance of our nation was founded on the Christian religion. Our Constitution was taken directly from the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Oh, yeah. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not coming.
Madison
wrote
the Constitution. Madison's considered the author of the Constitution. He's a deist. Huh? He was a deist.
But he didn't only implement his ideas. He also
lots of ideas existed throughout time. The Ten Commandments were by no means the first codified law, in the world. And they probably, I'm thinking, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery. That probably existed prior to the Ten Commandments and the escape of the Israelites, whomever they were, from Egypt and whatever form of quote unquote slavery that they might have been in at any given time. So, I mean, yes, it's written word and all that stuff has piled up, but the founding fathers probably took more from Rome and the establishment of the First Republic than anything.
Well, I suppose that's a possibility. Again, if you look at, as far as I know, there is not a written set of rules, a law that comes down in this form from any other, in any solid form from any other deal. I mean, obviously, in the Muslim religion, very violent, honor killing.
You don't know what you're talking about.
There's definitely radicals in Islam that prefer violence.
Yeah, there are some radicals, but the Muslims that I know are very peaceful, actually. We have a friend of ours who does a show here from this very same studio who is a very devout Muslim. So, just because you've heard some stories on talk radio does not mean that Muslims are violent people. But anyway, go ahead with...
There's honor killings in all sorts of societies. Some are Muslim, and that much is true.
Yeah, go ahead with whatever point you're driving at.
Well, as we jump to that, and there are, I'm sure there are many good Muslims, the same as there's bad Christians, et cetera, et cetera.
That's correct.
I so far, I don't believe I've ever heard any good Muslim, moderate Muslim, denounce the killings and the atrocities that are going on. They simply don't acknowledge it.
What killings and what atrocities?
We have a show here called The Call to Freedom. It airs on LRN.FM. That's for Liberty Radio Network. And one of the hosts...
5 days a week.
Yeah, 5 days a week. One of the hosts is... Is he an imam? Or
He's an imam.
He's an imam. And he will go ahead and denounce any violence you want to hear on the air. You just call him any day of the week, weekday of the week, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., and you can find out exactly what you want to hear as far as denouncement.
Yeah, he runs the mosque
here in
Keene, New
Hampshire. And a denouncement of... violence isn't news.
There's plenty of it out there, by the way. So anyway, go ahead with what you're driving at.
Well, again, we talk about the I'll go back to the Ten Commandments. I mean, there's all sorts of directions we can go with this, but the Ten Commandments, if you're not in this term, one who believes in the Christian religion anyway, an agnostic, an atheist, there's no reason for you to follow any law, because those laws are written, are supposedly come down from God to Moses, delivered to the people. And if you don't believe in God, you have no reason to believe in those laws. Therefore, you have no desire. There's no drive in you, no compunction to not.
So are you saying that the only reason why somebody would be a moral person is because they were
God?
Told to by somebody claiming to be on a mission from God?
The only availability of any type of moral guidance or morality is religion.
So you're saying it's external. You're saying morality is all external, that it's not something you can discern internally from observation and reality?
I find this to be one of the most dangerous ideas that man has. So this is not a new idea. I believe that I went to prison because of this idea. that, you know, when I turned like 15 or 16, I decided, you know, all this hokey religious stuff, I just don't believe it anymore. So I started, because I had been taught the way you're talking about, suddenly I had no moral code. Because I hadn't been taught a moral code. I'd been taught, you better do this or you're going to go to hell. Well, then, you know, finally I decide that this story doesn't make any darn sense. And, but, well, I might as well do whatever I might as well just obey the law of nature or whatever. And that, you know, kill or be killed. Steal what you can get. That kind of thing. And ended my butt up in prison over time. If I had been taught, as I teach my son, that good... that good action results in good actions. That, don't you believe that? Don't you believe that good if you results. Act like a good person, you get good things from the world, from people, from, I don't know, fate or the universe or whatever?
Well, a couple things. When my kids were small and you know they wanted a steak knife if they were two and saw it on the table, I would not allow them to have it. There's certain things that you do as a good and loving parent that you do for the protection of your children,
sure,
whether they understand it or not.
Okay.
So in this case here, you know, I have a moral guideline, and I heard you say earlier, you know, it's not really a religion if you're looking over your shoulder trying to see if you're breaking a law or not. Those are simply guidelines to help us be a good people, one, that treat each other, you know, the greatest commandment, to love your neighbor as yourself.
Right.
You know, those type of things, if you have no moral compass, if there is no deity, no higher power, there is no reason, there's no compunction
again,
to honor any
let
law.
Me restate what I was saying. Let me restate what I was stating.
All right.
Do you believe that if you do good things, that good things happen to you?
I do agree with that.
If you do bad things happen to you.
I believe that's...
Then you don't need a stinking God, all right? You already have a moral basis. That's
those
the truth.
Things, those, I think those things are developed through your conscience. And if, for the psychos that have no conscience, that have never developed a concept of right and wrong, if there is no God, if there is no devil, if there is no God, there is no right, there is no wrong, and there's no reason to be kind, there's no reason not to kill, there's no reason not
there's
to steal.
There's every reason.
There's plenty of reasons.
The reason is if you are kind to people, you will get kindness in return. Like, that's a truth.
Some
you
people
just
have no desire for that.
What's
some
that?
People have no desire for that.
Well, that's
some
why you have
want
defense. Kindness. That's why you have...
Okay, so I've been taught long ago, thieves don't like to be stolen from, robbers don't like to be robbed, arsonists don't like their houses set on fire, and murderers don't want to be killed. Look, bad people don't want bad things to happen to them. If you want good things to happen to you, you must act like a good person. And that doesn't mean... I believe that God wrote that into the fabric of the universe. You don't actually need to believe somebody's particular story on God.
You don't need a priest to hand you a list of rules to discern what is right and what is wrong. These things are eminently, you know, available through life experience. And the idea that there needs to be somebody out there, some authority, to tell you the difference between right and wrong is, I agree with you, Mark, is an incredibly dangerous concept. Thank you, Lewis, for your call here tonight. We've got a full hour to go here on our live Saturday edition. If you want to join us, we've got plenty of time for you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.